The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
All right, we're back for your Friday.
Oh,
good morning.
Boy, what a week that has been.
I know. And, there's a lot of, still debris and stuff on the road this morning.
Yeah.
I think it was still quite windy last night.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, shaking the windows at my place.
Yeah. We were watching you can just tell from where big trees in the distance.
No.
There's always a good indicator when you see them fully flexing. You go, wow, that tree's not really designed to go that far over usually, I would have thought.
A little panic.
Yeah. How was your last night?
Mine was a lot of fun, actually. I didn't leave the house, mind you. So I just sat in my room and then put on my music and just danced and sung to Disney's and musical songs.
Oh, that's nice.
All night? Got to about 9:30. I'm like, I should probably stop.
That's
probably
good fun. What was your top show tune that you danced to?
I'm actually listening to the soundtrack of Smash at the moment, which is like, it came out in like 2012, 2013. It was based, like, a show based on building a Broadway musical about Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was really good.
Is this in preparation for the big musical you're starring in?
No, not at all. It's just a bit
for
of fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
I love that. What a fantastic evening.
Oh, it was a lot of fun and sat down and had a life chat with Dad. It was quite philosophical.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you feel refreshed now?
I do. I'm ready for a Friday.
Ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bring it on, right?
Yeah. How was your night last night?
Yeah, pretty good. I made a nice dinner last night and just had a good evening in front of, you know, just the family sort of stuff, you know?
What did you have for dinner?
I was a dill salmon sort of a spaghetti.
I knew you were going to say salmon.
Yeah,
I knew it.
It was a salmon type evening.
Nice. Yeah, okay.
And a side like sliced tomato and bocconcini kind of salad. It was perfect.
You're turning Italian.
I like Italian food.
Yeah,
I reckon it gets a run about once a week. At the Mayfield Cottage.
Great.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
All right, so the Trump inauguration's getting very close.
Trumpy.
The funny thing is he's released his official portrait, like photo.
I saw this morning.
It looks the same as the mugshot.
It does.
He's sort of like looking down.
It's evilish.
Well, one eye's small, one eye's big. I don't know what, I'm not sure why he's decided to do this.
Creative license.
I guess so. to me, it looks just a little bit strange. Like he got a bit of dirt in one eye or something. He's having to close it a little bit to try and clear it out. You know how you do that thing where you, like, close and, like, move the eye around a bit?
I think he's slowly losing his marbles. And he's aware of it, but he's playing into it and going, I'm going to ruin the country!
Well, look.
It is mine!
Well, whatever you think about his politics, and
he's still a criminal.
But all of that.
Yeah.
But it's still a strange choice of photos.
It's hilarious.
I mean, surely someone's next to him going, maybe just open your eyes the same amount.
Oh, look, if someone was behind the scenes trying to go, okay, well, maybe this, maybe that, and try to coach him into a better shot.
Yeah.
He would have been like, no, this is what I want to do.
That's the one. Because the last one, he was all smiling.
Oh.
He was just smiling, happy chappy.
You know why? I think because last time he tried to lead people into a false sense of security. Now everyone knows who he is and what he's doing.
Right.
So
he doesn't care.
Like, exactly.
This one, he looks like he smelled somebody's farted in the room. That's what, honestly. Check it out. Very, very funny.
Oh, God.
New FM.
The Novos.
I guess you could say that a lot of roads around here are riddled with quite a few potholes. Like, how's your situation out there at Mayfield?
Mayfield, yeah, there's a lot of, especially, Oh, look, I'd say almost every road's got a lot of potholes in and around it.
Well, I'm dodging them every time I go to my boyfriend's place. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you're from Cameron Park out there.
Yeah, famously, no pothole.
And that, well, they're all new roads,
yeah, right?
That's right. So you don't have that issue yet.
No, not as much as what other people do. Well, if you are sick of driving around all these potholes, I have the situation for you that's going to make your life a lot easier driving on these roads.
Listening.
So, over in Britain, there's a new car that's been released on their roads. So, it's not here yet in Australia, but it's a futuristic car from BYD. So, you know that brand, Build Your Dreams, the new cars? I think there's like a car yard over in Cardiff that sells them.
Yeah, they're a Chinese company.
Yeah, well, this very expensive, very futuristic car could actually make navigating the divots much easier. The Yangwang Yunnan sports supercar jumps over obstacles, including 20-foot potholes.
So, 20-foot? That's 7 metres.
I know. So, you like press a certain button while you're in this car. It has a certain mode that as soon as you're coming up to a pothole, you're like, oh, I need to dodge that, but I don't want to swerve. I'll just jump it. And then it kind of like bunny hops.
Wow. Pew!
Yeah.
Is it like comfortable?
I don't know.
I'm just imagining if you're jumping over a massive pothole and then bounce down.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be less strain on the car just to drive through the pothole?
Probably.
Like, and you're back?
Well, think about it. I think when you drive over a pothole, you don't want to ruin your tires or your suspension.
Oh, that's true.
So
this
if
way
you're jumping
avoiding
in
it.
The air and then landing, I'm assuming it's not good for the suspension either.
But maybe they've got that figured out.
Probably.
Like, if they've designed a car that can jump, they probably figured out a little springy bit that stops it from ruining it.
Well, I've got a little description sort of on how the mechanics work. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
It says, like an agile land mammal, the U9 shrinks down first, then bounces up, briefly launching all four wheels off the ground at the same time.
Wow. That is actually extraordinary. And I think I want to own one. Imagine how fun it would be driving along. Oh, I just feel like doing a jump. You just do a jump. Oh, officer, don't worry about it. It was just I thought I saw a pothole.
Wouldn't you think that'd be the strangest thing to witness while you're driving?
To watch,
like a car jumping.
Yeah.
It's not the cards for me.
Well, I'm going to go see if they've got any to test drive at Cardiff.
Yeah,
hopefully they're coming to Australia soon, because with all the potholes we've got around Newcastle, perfect vehicle.
Yeah.
UFM. The Novos.
In October, Japan got a new prime minister. His name is Shigeru Ishiba.
Great name.
It is. Very, very cool. Anyway, he's had a very tight schedule, obviously, fairly new to the job. When you're new to a job, tasks take a bit longer. You're still figuring things out.
Oh, and that's normal.
Prime ministery things, I'm sure he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his extremely tight schedule has actually forced him to really take stock of how much he can do his hobbies or his pastimes.
Oh, he's...
It's very busy, right?
Yeah.
One of which is smoking cigarettes.
So he's... I thought you were going
to
say golf.
No, he said he's now only able to smoke several cigarettes a day, and he's got as far as to suggest he may quit smoking altogether.
Because he doesn't have the time to go have a diary.
Time to smoke, to go out. You know, he can't just sit out on the steps outside the door and knock back a few Larry Lungbusters because he's too busy being Prime Minister.
Well, I mean, there's a no smoko anymore.
Well, that's it. So this is... It's interesting for him because his love of tobacco is so strong that he also loves drinking as well. But he once told people around him, if he was asked to give up, you have to pick. You know, like a little would you rather situation with the future prime minister.
Hypothetical
at the time.
in inverted commas.
Yeah. So would you rather give up smoking or drinking? He said, I'd definitely give up drinking. He loves smoking too much.
Oh, wait, can't he just... Now, this might sound like I'm going back to the 70s here, but can't you just like smoke in his office?
Well, no, because it's not allowed in the prime ministerial office in Japan. Smoking is forbidden.
Hang on. He's the prime minister. He can set the rules.
No, that's a dictator. You're confusing the two. anyway, before he got the top job, it was always in this smoking lounge in like the building next door to the like the government offices.
Okay.
And there's just like a smoking lounge there. It's rumored he was there so often they gave him his own chair.
Oh, that's
how much
fun.
He loved it.
His own smoking throne.
Exactly. Now that it's prohibited though in the Prime Minister's office, he's taken up eating candy during meetings to try and like get him through the cravings or get him through the smoko.
Approved, because you know what? I do the exact same thing. Yeah. Always eat lollies through your meetings, folks.
And then you won't crave a cigarette. Smoking.
You won't need
bad.
Anything else in your life.
hopefully, look, this makes him give up. Even at home, he's not allowed to smoke, though, because his wife is a non-smoker. And she said it's not a situation where smoking is allowed. So he can't smoke at work, he can't smoke at home. The poor guy's got nowhere to smoke.
Just continue the lolly trend when you get home.
Yeah, maybe he has to do it. Maybe he has to finally give up. Smoking is bad. Don't do it, kids. That's the message there. You'll get stuck at work.
The Novos.
The Novos. The new FM. Feel good Friday. I don't know about you, but I
feel good. All right, so yesterday I finally took the dog, Molly the Whipper, in for a vaccination.
Oh, God bless her. How did she go?
She was shaking like a leaf. She hates the vet. Aww. For no good reason. Nothing bad's happened to her there.
No.
Anyway, we finally get her into the little, I don't know, vet room. They put her, get her up on the table. Yeah, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the vet nurse, she goes, I remember this little dog, Molly. Blah, blah, blah. Here, do you want a treat?
Oh.
She must have felt betrayed because she was there for the vaccination and wouldn't accept the treat from the vet nurse.
What?
She just
jab me and let me leave.
She just turned her, she like handed, here you go, hey, have a little treat. She just turned her head away and wouldn't look at her.
She snubbed the doctor.
Yeah, no, the vet nurse, the actual vet was fine. She would accept the treat from the vet, but not the vet nurse.
She knew that she wasn't going to do the jab, so she's just like, well, if you're not doing it, then I'm not talking to you.
Maybe. It was very funny. She just looked away, wouldn't take it.
Now, Molly the Whippet,
yes.
I've met Molly. She's got a little bit of attitude.
Oh, she
like,
does.
Like, as in she's
bit
sassy.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous, but
yeah,
she's sassy.
A little bit sassy. The very funny situation. Anyway, she was upset at me for a while afterwards as well. You've taken me to the vet. Oh, I'm off you.
You got ignored?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
Till we got home and then it was like, oh, yeah, give us a smack out. We'll all be forgiven. It was. So that was my afternoon yesterday, sorting out that.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, it was. Look, she's good. She's good.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little vaccination done.
I do like a good vet story.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's something going down in Wollongong at the moment. Now, I used to live in Wollongong before I moved back to Newcastle about a year ago, and I loved it. Look, great place to be. People are genuinely friendly, and it has a great coastline as well. Okay, so it's got some beautiful beaches around, just
sure.
Like here in Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But one thing that they also have is plenty of shelter. Plenty of picnic tables, lots of barbecues and stuff by the shores, everything like that in the parks.
It's another beachside town, not as good Newcastle kind of thing, isn't it?
And yeah, like the beaches aren't as big and whatever. Anyway, apparently there's a trend going down south, and apparently it involves cordoning off beachside huts and gazebos with cling wrap so that you're sealing off the area until you're pretty much ready to head back.
So hang on. Is it like people getting there 6 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, they've got a barbecue at midday, and they're like cling wrapping the shelter, and then they just come back at midday and like snip it off? Is that what it sort of is?
Well, their plans aren't being publicised, like individual groups' plans to do this, but it's kind of what you would think. Yes, that's what I'm assuming is going on. So they've gone to these beachside huts and picnic tables and gone, okay, well, I want my stuff to be here and I want to have a place to sit after I come back from swimming or just kind of chilling out on the beach or going to get a coffee or whatever. So they've got like whole rolls of cling wrap and gone around like each, not stump, what's the word I'm trying to look for?
They're like the pillars,
the pillars that are
holding up the gazebo over the table.
Yep, yeah. And they've just, it looks like a high school prank actually. And they're going around the pillars and making sure that it's all enclosed with all the plastic. It's stupid. Anyway, so this has caught the eye of local council, Wollongong City Council.
Sure.
They've now put up warnings that using any material to enclose the shelters is just not on. There will be trouble for you. They put up signs. Oh. They're just like, don't do this, please.
Like, any attempts to hold a public good like that,
yeah,
for the private person just because they're lazy to get up early or whatever,
mm,
that is not acceptable. Anyone, yeah, that tries to put up a sign, oh, this picnic area is reserved, no, it isn't. You're not there.
It's a public space. Everyone's entitled to use it at any time.
Exactly. And if you're not there first, you don't get it.
Yeah, first in, best dressed.
Exactly. Stop using... Let's not bring this trend to Newcastle, shall we?
Also, cling wrap, it looks stupid.
It does.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this? A Melbourne woman, she's gotten divorced and she's like... In the process, spent a lot of money on lawyers and stuff.
Oh, they were not cheap, I don't think.
Definitely expensive. And she had to move house as well. Probably sold the house or moving out, all that stressful kind of thing. So she decided, I'm going to do a bit of a garage sale. Raise a bit of cash.
Okay.
And clear out my stuff so I can start anew in a new place.
Win-win situation right here.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's going
on? So she thought, how can I get as many people into this garage sale as possible? I'll put up some flyers.
Oh, yeah, that usually works. Or like, you know, those signs on a telegraph pole or something?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's done a bit of both, perhaps. Look, I'll say this. The font, Comic Sans. One of the worst fonts, so yeah, not a good start, but some of the other elements of the flyer have caught my eye.
Okay.
So, first of all, what I like is that she's been very, I guess, forthright with what she wants.
Great.
She's the top line of the flyer, help me get dollars. Right?
Well, I mean, she's not hiding anything, is she?
Didn't even bother writing dollars, just put dollar signs.
Great.
And then she put up, the next line is a massive, super bold, yellow on blue text, like, ooh, super bold, divorce, all in block letters. Then it says, like, garage sale and the date, the time, it was over the weekend. The next line, it just says, free wine. Big bottle, like pictures of bottles, glasses.
Oh, my God.
Free-flowing wine, right? This will get a lot of people in.
It's a divorce party market.
Kind of, right?
Wow, I'm here for it.
Zed says, all reasonable offers welcome, pay ID accepted, which is good. A lot of people just, they show up, they get on the wines and they go, maybe we should buy another TV unit. Maybe we should buy that TV unit there in a beanbag all today.
We need spares.
Exactly. You've had six glasses of wine and it suddenly seems like a good idea, but you didn't bring cash. Don't worry. Pay ID accepted.
That is brilliant.
Then they said kids' stuff, clothing, blah, blah, all the stuff for sale.
Yeah.
Every dollar feeds a lawyer for 3.3 seconds, which I find very funny, as obviously legal fees, very expensive. Now, I've read a post report on this garage sale because it happened over the weekend.
Oh, right.
Said, I sold everything that wasn't tied down. I get to move next week, so now I've got an empty house to move, ready to go. It was a great day.
Awesome. So it's worked out for her.
Everyone enjoyed the free-flowing wine and took home secondhand treasures. What a great idea. Start your new life fresh. Sell off everything.
This should be a standard for all garage sales.
Free wine.
Yeah.
Free-flowing wine.
If there was a place near me, right,
yeah,
that was like, oh, garage sale, this, that, or the other, I don't care if you're getting a divorce or you just want to, you know, declutter your stuff.
Sure.
If it says free Pinot Grigio for a knick-knack, I'm like, yeah, great.
I'll see you there.
Yep. Sign me up for a Saturday.
I'll buy anything you've got. Just give me the free wine.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
So this Saturday, as in tomorrow, oh my God, this week is flowing by.
Yeah, scary.
I'm apparently off to, right, the Mums and Bubs Partners Welcome Lunch at a Pub or something.
That was quite the stretch of a sentence there. So basically, Emmy, your wife, this is a group that
she's in. Yeah, and I don't know, I'm not sure about the whole situation. They're all mates, right?
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, they've got all their, like, you know, I don't know, group chat. And there's a group chat and everything.
You're an outsider.
I am an outsider.
Oh, this is a bit uncomfortable for you.
I'm not. And it's like partners welcome, but how many are actually going to show up? Am I going to be the only one there?
Where is it at? Is it like a pub fee to like a schnitzel day?
I think it is.
There you go. Everyone will turn up.
You reckon?
If you're a man, you'll turn up.
Yeah, there's a beer involved. You know what?
A beer and a schnitty.
Yeah.
And the men are there.
Yeah.
At the watering hole.
It's very true. That's a guarantee, actually, on reflection.
Yeah, so go and get yourself a palmy.
It's a little bit awkward, though, because they're all mates. They've all got this, like, thing going on, and then we're just there.
But you might be inducted into the group.
Possibly.
If you make an effort and you turn up and they see that you're having a massive schnitzel and don't eat the salad because that's not manly to eat salad.
Yeah, that's true. I like salad though.
No. This is how you get in with the bros. You can't eat salad.
Okay. Right,
yes. Right, must be chips and the schnitzel and you must get a 4X gold beer or whatever you want. Okay. Well, I'm trying to sound manly for you. And then you just dazzle them with your wit.
Oh, see, the problem is...
Don't outsmart them, though.
I like salad and I like craft beer, so maybe I'm not in the right... Maybe I shouldn't go.
Well, maybe just get a temperature check when you get there, what type of bros they are, and then make a decision.
That's a good idea. Maybe we'll show up late and I'll see what they've ordered. That's a good tip.
Yes.
All right, I'm glad we've sorted that out.
Okay.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's this really interesting story that I've come across all about how a woman has caught out a cheating husband, okay? So a private investigator was hired by this woman who she thought that her husband was being a bit dodgy and kind of partaking in behaviours that wasn't, I guess, part of his regular schedule. So basically what had happened is this husband was taking trips down to New South Wales from Queensland quite regularly, more so than normal, to see his family, in inverted commas.
Oh.
Turns out that he was actually seeing his ex-girlfriend and cheating on his wife.
So scandalous.
Well, it's not like, you know, the woman, the wife, or the private investigator drove down to, you know, catch him in the flesh because she didn't know it was happening, right?
She wasn't sure.
So this PI, she's like, okay, well, have you looked through your joint bank accounts? Like, what's he doing? All that type of thing. So there was no weird money missing or anything like that. It just comes up with, spent $30 in Coles or whatever.
Mm.
So she was able to go through her flybys, her joint flybys account, right? And found that there was certain points used on certain things and whatnot. So long story short, she caught him cheating because she looked through the flybys history.
Oh, so it was what he was buying or like the time and everything?
Yeah, all of it.
Right.
So quite an interesting way to find this out.
Through the flybys card. Who would have think?
That's right.
When that lady says, do you want to scan your flybys card? And he just couldn't resist the points.
Exactly. And then he was spending money on his ex-girlfriend that he was cheating with. Yeah.
Wow. That is quite a scandalous thing to happen, isn't it?
Mm.
But sometimes it's a strange way that you can catch someone cheating, you know, if you will.
Yes.
And we'd love to hear your stories. 4967-4105. Have you ever caught a cheater? What happened?
Well, this private investigator also shared a tip for those who suspect that their partner might be cheating.
Okay.
She was like, just lie and say that your phone is flat. Hey, can I borrow yours? Because I need to check something or make a phone call or whatnot.
Right.
They give you their phone if they want to. And, instead of making that phone call, take it into another room and search through his stuff.
Okay, that's a good possible tip. You might be able to catch someone out.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I've heard of from a friend of mine, and this is how they found out their partner was cheating,
right,
was the laptop, right, was left logged into Facebook.
Oh, this is a classic.
And the messages came up and, like, the laptop was left at home while the partner was at work.
Oh.
Messages came up. That there it was. That
no
was as simple
way.
As that. Yeah, because they had their phone with them. They didn't even think about it. And because the laptop was left logged in, that's how they found out.
Ooh.
You never know what people can get up to, right?
That's right. And there's plenty of ways to catch them in the act.
Mm.
Right?
Private investigator is a bit extreme. Maybe you just had a gut instinct or a gut feel.
That too, but I reckon the PI kind of angle is quite fun.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you feel like you're on CSI. Okay, so this is what we want to do here. 4967-4105, have you caught a cheater in real life? Or, if you haven't, to make it a bit easier, has your partner or whatever actually started watching a show without you. So you're watching a show, for example, and they've gone a couple of episodes ahead of you in their private time.
Yeah.
And you've caught them doing that. You're just like, no, this is our show to watch together. So that's what I want to extend it out to as well.
Look, I've got to admit to that one straight away.
You do it?
Yeah. Not usually, but I got tempted recently. Temptation got the better of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching this show called Fisk, right?
Which is, I know.
Kitty Flanagan on ABC, and it's on the iView. Anyway, we watched a few episodes together, and then Emmy, I think, sort of lost a bit of interest. So I've watched ahead to the end. She has no idea. She hasn't brought it up again. We haven't watched it again. So
you got off easy on that one.
I think I've gotten away with it. All right. 4967-4105. Did you catch a real life cheater or somebody, or maybe your partner watched TV shows ahead of you?
Oh.
Or maybe you were the one that watched TV shows ahead like I did. Producer Mark, you've got a story.
I've got one similar-ish to your one, Crevo. So one of my best mates back in the day, he was with a girl and we all knew that he didn't really want to be with her. This was the interesting thing. Mm. Like, and they were meant to be getting married. They were about to buy a house together.
Wow.
And he really didn't want to be in the relationship, and I'd talk to him about it. And he's like, mate, I'm just so far in, I just can't get out now. I'm like, okay, well, I think that's wrong. But anyway, so what he was doing on the side is he was meeting up with girls on Facebook and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And looking at profiles. And
what a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. And one day his girlfriend, fiancé, opened up his laptop, went through his history, looked at all the recent photos that he'd been looking at and the girls that he'd been in contact with, and brought it up to him and said, hey, what's going on here? And I guess it was a bit of a silver lining because the relationship ended after that. They had a massive fight and he kind of let it all out and said, yeah, well, this is what I've been doing. I didn't have it in me to break up with you and I was doing this on the side and managed to get out of the relationship. Now happily married with two kids. So, I mean, take that how you want.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, it just would have been easier and less hurtful if you just broke up.
Yeah. Of course. And that's what I told him. But, yeah.
He didn't.
Always listen to producer Mark. He didn't listen.
So now he's stuck in another relationship he can't get out of.
That's right. And looking at other Facebook profiles. And here I am again trying to give him advice.
Men never learn, do they?
No.
They're
dirty dogs.
Filthy animals, a lot of them.
Thanks, Ari.
Sorry.
In Wallsend, Emma, what's your story?
So I was working at a hospital at the time and I came home from work at 11:15 and my husband wasn't home but my two children who were 5 and 2 were in bed. So I waited till the next morning and he came home at 2 a.m. and I said, where were you? He said, I was in next door. And I said, well, the girls were asleep in bed alone. And he said, well, that's all right. So anyway, we ended up breaking up. So he went and lived with a mate in a caravan and we had an upstairs part to the home and my daughter was 5 and he'd moved out and my daughter said, Dad's car's out the front. And I said, it can't be. And she said, it is. I said, it can't be. She said, it is. I said, I got up and had a look and he was living next door.
Oh
my God. So he was not just having a sleepover next door. It was a bit more intense.
Well, apparently there was nothing going on, but there were a man and a woman in a relationship next door, but the problem is that relationship has broken up and he's had 2 more children with that woman.
Whoa, that is crazy.
Does he still live next door with the other family and the other kids and everything?
No.
Oh my God, so did you have to move? Did he move? Who moved?
Well, I thought I belonged in Morissette at the time.
Wow. So you've had to move now to Wall's End?
Of course.
Wow, what a scandalous situation.
Oh, Emma's got a lot going on.
Certainly does. That is a bizarre story.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Wrap open up the week with a bit of a game. This is Lowest to Lux. How it works, just recap. We give you three items from the shops. You're going to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive.
It's testing your knowledge of the retail environment,
yes,
if you will.
You don't have to tell us the price.
Put them in order. Just go, I reckon that costs more than that one. And if you're right, you take away a double pass to go and see the Jets on the long weekend, which is fantastic. Plus, we're going to put you in the draw for our summer boarding call. That is a three-night luxury escape for two on Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas.
Big ship.
It certainly is. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, taking on the wild world of economics.
Oh, lol.
It is Shane in Newcastle.
Hello.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, very really good. How are you this Friday?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, how'd you fare with the storms, Shane?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, no dramas at your place?
Yeah, I've still got no power, so that's fine.
Oh, that's a pain, though, isn't it? Mm. It's the food in the fridge. That one's a real nightmare, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed you get your power back soon. Let's try and win you a prize, though, this morning.
Yes. You know how this game works, Shane? You're all good?
Yep.
Perfect. Right, let's just jump straight in. First on the list, you've got a 1 kilo boneless pork leg roast from Coles in Warners Bay. Feel like some pork on your fork. Okay, next of all, you've got the Lady Jane brand 18-pack of hair ties from Chemist Warehouse. And then lastly, you have a Shiatsu foot spa with a heat boost from the good guys in Mayland. So just a quick recap there as well. The 1 kilo boneless pork leg roast. You've also got the 18-pack of hair ties. And then you've also got a Shiatsu foot spa from the good guys. Which one do you think is the
cheapest? Sounds like a good weekend.
I know, right?
I'd say the hair ties are the cheapest.
Okay.
Okay.
And then what do you want to put in the middle?
The pork and then the boots.
The pork and then the massager, is that what you mean?
Yeah, the massager.
All right.
All right, you seem sure.
You're very confident. Let's see if Shane has got it right, and hopefully your power gets turned back on soon.
All right, the 18-pack of black hair ties from Chemist Warehouse, $3.70, so pretty affordable.
That's
good.
Very cheap.
Very cheap.
I don't know how much hair ties are normally. That seems affordable.
It's a good price.
Okay.
And then you have the boneless pork leg roast. Coles, 1 kilo, $18.90.
Oof.
Pretty good.
And you're still in this, Shane.
All right, here we go.
There we go.
Foot spa, shiatsu.
This feels like the grand final, doesn't it?
I know. $199. Well,
oh, yeah, let's go, Shane. You've only gone and done it.
Oh, that's
going to
make you feel a bit better.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully your power gets turned back on soon. You're our latest local winner, and it's so easy. Also, in the draw for our summer boarding call,
drawn this
Sunday. Get away from it all with this spectacular cruise. More chances to win that throughout the morning.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And a bit of a warning, I guess, and PSA in a way, around this, I don't know if you've heard this Brad Pitt romance scam.
Not entirely, no.
So what happened, this lady has essentially got a WhatsApp message one day. What she thought was from Brad Pitt.
Are you serious?
Well, look.
First of all, not likely.
Well, you're absolutely right. But some people, I guess, are a little more... Well, no, just believe things more easily, right?
Naive
would be one way of putting it. But anyway, this lady, she gets this message from what she thinks is Brad Pitt. They're messaging for a while and, you know, he's a bit flirty with her. So she's quite excited about the whole situation because she finds him, you know, rather attractive.
Yeah, he was nice in that Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie. I'll give him that.
There you go, in a suit and everything.
As Troy. Oh,
okay, there's a few movies you don't mind him in.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's this lady's 53 years of age, so they're similar in age, interior decorator, and she's, you know, got her life together. She gets these messages with this person. In fact, when they start getting flirty, she goes, you know what, I've had it with my husband. I'm going to leave him, have a divorce, and then I'm going to run away with Brad Pitt, right? And things...
You lunatic.
Well, let's see. Anyway, she goes, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So they get the divorce and sell the house, everything. Her share of the money, $850,000.
Woo! Oh, wee. So
not
nice.
Too, yeah, a good chunk of change. Like, she's going to be set up for life, or at least.
I'd be happy with that.
Anyway, she gets this money, and then this Brad Pitt character starts messaging going, oh, I'm actually really sick. Oh, I need a new kidney.
Ah.
It's very expensive, about $850,000. She transfers the entire amount. Because what happens is he sends photos of himself in hospital, all these different pictures. But you see the pictures, they've been published online, obviously made with AI.
Right.
So fake. Some of them ridiculous. You can see where the neck doesn't even align where the head is glued on, right? That's been photoshopped on. So ridiculous. But this lady believes transfers the whole lot.
Wow.
Imagine having bottled life so badly. Where you leave your husband to, you know, be with Brad Pitt, who turns out to be a fake, and then you get money in the divorce, and then you give the lot to these scammers.
Serves itself right. So ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous. I mean, it's a tiny part of me feels sorry for her because she's just a lady who's been scammed.
Yeah, literally.
But also, she ran away from her husband to be with Brad Pitt.
That's not
going to
happen.
It's not
going to
happen.
He's not marrying again after Angelina.
Yeah, this is what tipped her off that it might be fake, was news came out of her, of him being with this new girlfriend or whatever, and that's what tipped her off.
Oh.
A spokesperson for Brad Pitt has addressed this story because it's been massive.
Wow.
And said, it's awful that scammers take advantage of the strong bond between fans and celebrities, but this is an important reminder not to respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence.
Oh, true.
Do you think if Brad Pitt, his first foray into social media, and he downloads WhatsApp and messages you...
He doesn't need WhatsApp. What's he doing that for?
Exactly. He's not messaging you. It's not really Brad Pitt. Warn your relatives, especially your older relatives who like Brad Pitt.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
All right. So last night, my boyfriend, I was on the phone to him, and he's like, oh, hey, check this out first. No. No, he's like, check this out. I've just seen this over at Newcastle Foreshore.
Yeah.
So it's just someone's taken a drone shot of this new water park. It looks like a water park near the Nobbies area, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, construction is happening right now for this structure, and I've looked at articles, so like the artist impression photos, you know how they always have those, like council always puts them up before big work happens. This, it says it's going to cost like over $12 million. For what? It looks so basic. It's like, why are we even building it? It's so boring.
Interesting, so you're against this.
Yeah, because it's like what? It's got one tower, a boat looking thing that's kind of up a pole with like a few drips of water.
It's about like one of those public water parks for kids.
Yeah. You just kind of run through it, and it's small by the looks of it. Apparently, it's to include a junior and toddler area, water and nature-based play zones, and quiet spaces connected through paths and seating and shade. So there's not much to it. Why are we even doing that?
Is it in the sort of like parklands area?
It looks to be, yeah.
Sort of on the way to Nobbies.
Yes, you in a way. Near the car park areas for Nobbies.
I haven't seen any construction there, but maybe I just haven't been looking in the right spot.
Neither have I. And I was there on Boxing Day.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's just gone up.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's, look, you can have
Ari
a look
says
online.
No to fun, by the sounds of it.
No, it just looks like it could be so much better. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
Right, okay. What are you thinking? You should have big water slides and everything.
Big slides, yes.
I don't think it's a wet and wild situation.
I just
think it's a bit of water for kids to run around in.
Well, if you're allegedly spending over $12 million
you should get more money. Yeah.
Listen to me, I'm such a boomer. Taxpayers' money. I can say that because I pay tax.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want the water park. It looks silly. Make it better.
Make it better. Ari's message this morning. Get onto it, Dr. Ross, is all I'll say.
Yes, please.
New FM. The Novos. Novos.
What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, this is a great question.
The reason I bring this up is there's a new show on the ABC called Eat the Invaders, right? It's a documentary about eating pests. Things like camel, carp is one that they bring up pretty early on. They have carp and chips. And the way they do this is they get a chef and they go around different parts of Australia where these invaders are, and they cook them up with a professional chef and get people to try it. And the idea is maybe we can eat some of these pests and it'll be more a sustainable way to live. Okay. But some of these foods seem a bit weird off the top of the head. Normally when you think about, say, for example, eating carp, it's you think, a bit muddy, a bit not very good. But maybe it's just the way it's been cooked, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So maybe it's just needs a
bit of seasoning.
Well, seasoning or some knowledge on the right way to treat it so that it tastes better.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever eaten anything strange along the journey?
Okay. As soon as you pitched this question to me yesterday, something popped in my head straight away. Now, if my mum's listening, she'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So throughout my entire life, mum has made this dish every so often, and it's crumbed, okay? So it's not completely gross. It's actually quite nice and soft. Lamb's brains.
Really?
Brains.
And you don't mind it?
No. Yeah, actually, I think I can't remember what she used to sell it to us as, like if it was cauliflower or something like that.
Oh, she used to have a different name for it.
Sort of. But yeah, so she would buy like the brains whole and then she would like mush them little bit and then like coat it in breadcrumbs and whatever and then fry it off. Beautiful.
Obviously,
it is so good.
Obviously, you're not the only one because they're for sale at like...
Hard to find these
butchers,
days.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's made me smarter.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Art of Degroat makes me smart.
There you go. there's a top tip from Ari.
Eat, pray.
All that sort of stuff. I've eaten some strange things along the way. It's funny they mentioned carp. As when years ago when I went to university, there was like a river running through it or like a sort of a pond kind
creek.
Of thing. Yeah, creek, more like a creek.
Yep.
It had carp in it.
Ew.
This bloke there caught a carp and cooked it up, and I had some. It wasn't too bad. I've tasted
what
better fish.
Like?
It was just like a very sort of soft white flesh fish.
Oh, it's fine then, right?
Yeah, look, it wasn't the best, but maybe it was his cooking skills as well.
Could have been.
You know,
yeah.
That's the thing.
If you made it today, I reckon you could make it nice.
I reckon I might be able to.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get your calls up now. 4967-4105. What's the strangest thing you've eaten? Maybe it was on an overseas adventure or something as well, because sometimes, you know, weird stuff's eaten there. Or maybe it was just here, something like Ari's got the brains going on.
Yeah, what did your mum cook for you? That's a weird thing that your mum made.
That's it. In Aberglass and Trent, what about you?
Yeah, mate, how you going, Novo?
Very good, thanks, Trent.
Yes, I've actually tried a buffalo burger.
Oh!
Up in the Northern Territory.
Well, that's where they live up there, isn't it? And how was it?
It was like steak, but it was tough.
Okay.
Was the only difference. It was very tough.
Well, yeah,
it was nice.
But was it minced up, or was it just like a slice of buffalo meat?
It was just like a slice of buffalo meat as a patty.
Yeah, right. Yuck. I think maybe the trick there would be to get it minced.
Yes.
So flavour was good. Preparation less than ideal. All right, put that thing through a mincer, you might be right.
I'd just give me chicken any day. Okay, Sonia in New Lambton. Hey, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Hey, guys. It was crocodile. It was crocodile again in the top end. We had a crocodile pizza.
Oh,
pizza.
That's an interesting preparation of it. And was it sort of like, was it quite a sharp flavour or how was
fishy?
It?
Well, it didn't really have much flavour. People kept telling me it was going to be like chicken, but it didn't really taste like anything, but it was tough and dry.
Oh, so, you have not sold me on that at all.
Not a great experience.
Put more cheese and sauce on it if it's a pizza.
See, here I was hoping for like quite a snappy flavour and got nothing.
Snappy flavour, I get it. Okay, wrapping it up with Daniel in Thornton. Good morning. What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Oh, Daniel, is your phone line letting you down?
Hello, how you going?
Oh, we've got you.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. All right. You had about 2 more seconds and I was fading you out. What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Yes.
It was a lizard, mate. At a mate's party after a few beers and the cat got it and she dropped its tail. She was a bit mangled and, the boys dared me to eat the lizard and I got a schooner out of it, so...
Wait.
Who's the real winner here?
Wait, Daniel. Did you eat it raw?
Yeah, straight out of the cat's mouth, mate.
Daniel!
Oh. How did it taste?
And he never kissed a woman again.
No, hang on a second.
It tasted very earthy, very gutsy, you know, like a nice red wine.
Yeah, right. And have you kissed a woman again?
I have. And yes, she was not a reptilian.
In your face, Ari, he's kissed a woman again, and he's had a lizard, and he got a free schooner out of it. Who's the real winner here? Daniel, obviously. Up Thornton.
Let's go!
Secure one-day-only deals at Holiday Expo, January 19, NEX Newcastle. Register for free tickets today at holidayexpo.com.au. This is New FM's Summer Boarding Call.
Oh, yeah. We're putting more people in the draw to win, a 3-night luxury escape for 2 people aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. This is such a beautiful cruise ship. It's sailing to Eden as well, down the south coast and back up.
What an amazing part of the world.
It is.
And what a great event to get involved in as well, right?
Yeah, so you can secure exclusive deals for your next holiday at the Hello World Hunter Travel Group Holiday Expo. This is coming up on January 19, that's this Sunday, at NEX in Newcastle. Register for free tickets now at holidayexpo.com.au. We're going to be there drawing the lucky winner.
All right, let's meet someone else in the draw, shall we?
Let's do it. Catherine and Mandawi, congrats, you're in the draw.
Oh, great. Thanks. Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah.
Yes,
you too.
And to you as well. Hope you're doing well in Madawi.
Good part of the world, too.
It is. In Maryland, Sarah, well done. You're in the draw, too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Been a while since you've had a holiday?
Oh, it has actually. Been a while. Never been on a cruise, so...
Could be your first.
Can say it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there we go. Ari's been on a cruise, so she knows.
Yes. Okay, wrapping this up. And my part of the world, Cameron Park. Hey, Lauren, congrats, you're in the draw.
Yay, thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
Now, you'd be keen to go on a cruise?
I'd love to. I've never been.
Oh, gosh, so many people haven't tried it
yet. I know. Everyone wants to have a go. Well, good. We'll see you on Sunday, Lauren, for the big draw, all right?
All right, great. Thank you.
No worries. You're welcome. See, so simple. More locals in the draw for a local prize to be won locally.
That's it.
And Sunday, of course, is the big day when the draw's happening. So if you're in the draw, you got to be there to get a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great event as well, anyway, to check out all the holidays, get inspired, perhaps book something else.
Lots of staff around, a lot of stalls. They'll be able to help you with any questions.
All the information you need, make sure you go there and check it out.
New FM.
The Novos.
And I've got a bit of a hack for you on how to get some free coffee vouchers around Newcastle.
What you got?
So I saw this, somebody put this online.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they've got a photo of their letterbox, standard looking letterbox.
Okay.
And on it, you can clearly see on the front a no junk mail sticker, right? Clearly see that. And then they're holding up a picture of what looks like a real estate agent's, like, sort of pamphlet sort of thing, right?
Okay.
It's one of those card ones.
Mm.
It says, achieving good results in your suburb or something like that. There's a lot of buyers around this area. If you're thinking of selling, give us a call for a free appraisal. You know the ones, right?
Yeah, I do.
Now, they've decided, you know, enough's enough. I've had my no junk mail sticker. Mm-hmm. It's as if they're not even being looked at.
Yep.
So what they've done, this person, is text the number on the card.
Smart.
And said the following. Hi, your real estate pamphlets are not exempt from the junk mail category. Please consider more environmentally forms of advertising. I doubt these are printed on recycled paper.
Wow.
I will not hesitate to go to the distribution standards board if I find more junk mail from your office. Cheers, bracket, someone not looking to sell.
Wow. Oh, definitely a Karen there.
Well, yes and
that
no.
That feels a bit aggressive, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. It says no junk mail. Don't put junk mail in. It seems simple as well.
Probably don't care.
I've got one of those junk mail stickers. Also gets ignored. I feel a bit seen by this post. Yeah.
Is this person you?
No, it's not.
Damn.
Then they've actually replied. This is the real estate place. And said, hi. My sincere apologies. I understand your frustration. I'll bring this up with my letterbox droppers. Could I please drop you a couple of free coffee cards? Brackets, they look recyclable. To compensate for your inconvenience.
That's actually quite kind. They didn't have to do that.
Well, here's the thing. If you want free coffee, just get a bit snippy with some of the junk mail. Well, real estate's one. You know the one I want to get some free coffees off? Is all of the plumbers that drop off their fridge magnets. If I'm able to get if I'm able to even get 10% of the coffees of the amount of fridge magnets I get dropped off.
Yeah.
I'll never have to buy another coffee again.
I feel like it's both plumbers and solicitors that are the problem.
Oh my god, solicitors. There's a lot of those ones as well. Those magnets that are actually a calendar.
Oh,
if I could convert all of them into coffees, I'll never have to buy another one again.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, my God, it's getting so close, Ari. The big draw on Sunday. We're so excited, right?
It's a cruise.
I know.
It's a good cruise.
Somebody is going to be walking away.
Do you reckon they'd take me?
They could. It's two tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice. Yeah, I think, you know what? That's
a
possibility.
I'm a nice person and I'm very low maintenance.
I can account for all of that to be absolutely true.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a 3-night luxury escape for two aboard Royal Caribbean's Ovation of the Seas. Mm. And remember, secure exclusive deals for your next holiday at Hello World Hunter Travel Group Holiday Expo this Sunday. Mm-hmm. NEX Newcastle. Register for free tickets now if you haven't. holidayexpo.com.au. And just go there, chat to all of experts. They'll give you all the info you need.
Well, my parents were having a chat to me the other day.
Yeah.
And they were asking me about the Travel Expo when it's on because they went last year and absolutely loved it.
Yeah. There's so much to love there.
Yeah. Get a holiday out of it.
And all the pamphlets. You get excited. Half the fun of it is thinking about it, fantasizing about it, right?
Totally is.
Yeah. All right, so make sure you're listening throughout the day because there's a few more chances before we wrap this thing up to get on the standby list, and you just don't want to miss out. A free cruise, come on.
What more could you want?
Exactly.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, my goodness. There is a new term out. It's called moolies. What? Now, it kind of sounds like a snack, doesn't it?
I was going to say, isn't a moolie like some sort of, I don't know what that is, but some. I think it's a cooking term or something, isn't it?
No, it's not. Oh, a moolie. Mooli is actually one of those things that you can, like, mix potatoes.
That's right, yeah, you crush down a potato. I knew it was something to do with cooking.
Well, it's got nothing to do with cooking for this one. I'm talking about mums on schoolies.
What do you mean?
Not going with their children, but apparently the trend sees the parents of school leavers, so those who are in year 12 and you know how they go off for their end of school trips.
Sure, well, I know what schoolies is.
Yeah, the parents actually taking trips themselves at the same time as schoolies week.
So wait, it's like all the mums at some sort of resort on the wines.
That's exactly what it is.
Let's go, ladies.
Oh, my God. There's, like, articles where, like, women have been quoted. Like, they take a little girls' trip, they get a group together, and they celebrate this milestone of their life. Their kid is finally done with their studies, and they can probably, like, what, go off to uni, move out of the house, whatever. So they're celebrating as well.
And let's face it. Like, when it comes to the last sort of 5 years of, you know, teenage years, mums are put through the tests, aren't they? Through their paces.
Well, like, you know, you have to drive them everywhere. You got to feed the brains as well as the tummies. You got to put up with a lot of complaining.
That's right.
A lot of therapy.
Teenage years are the toughest, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense of, finally, I've got them through school.
Yes. We've
you know,
made it through.
One of the levels of this mission of being a parent is done. It's time to celebrate.
Oh, exactly. I wish my mum took a moolie trip.
You reckon she would have enjoyed it? She deserves it.
My brother and I put her through hell.
You're right. She could have been there like they're all they got the savvy bees, yeah. You know, they're having a good time, yeah. Dancing around. A week off at some sort of beautiful resort, a couple of massages.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve it. You know what? If you're a parent who's just what are the trips called again?
A mooly
trip. Yeah. If you're considering doing it, I highly recommend it.
Go for it.
Blow off some steam, right?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A lot of people still without power this morning.
Oh, no.
It'll be as late as tomorrow, Ausgrid's saying. So just be patient. You know, they're working as hard and fast as they can. I saw them on Industrial Drive, still areas that have, like, the safety tape around them,
yeah.
Around power poles where they've obviously still got work to do.
Yeah, I've checked Ausgrid this morning. They've already put power back on to like thousands of homes.
Yeah.
So they're doing a good job.
They're working as fast as they can. Like I said, please be patient. And also, yeah, watch out for still this debris all over the place, yeah. On the roads and everything. Now, we're sort of done for today, though,
yay.
In the week. It's been a great week and great to be back.
I know, first week back.
And we'll catch up on Sunday as well,
yep.
Because we've got our summer boarding call. So we'll be broadcasting from the Hello World Hunter Travel Group Holiday Expo this Sunday. It's at NEX Newcastle. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got your tickets, you can register for free tickets at holidayexpo.com.au.
Mm.
And as well, don't forget, this is your last day to get in the draw. So
yes.
Make sure you're listening to New FM for that boarding call and be fast. Lightning fingers on the phone. Save it now down in your phone, 4967-4105. Other than that, have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you Monday, bright and early, ready
woo!
To start the new week here
talk
at New FM.
Then.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.